You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It was announced this week that the government has a new initiative to reinvigorate all of the polytechnic institutions around the country. As of recently, many polytechs have been struggling financially and failing to make their student quotas. The Minister of Education, Chris Hipkins, wants to change this and has proposed to unite all 16 polytechnics as well as to combine funding for all these institutions across the board. Here he is speaking with me about the recent proposal put forward for the future of vocational education.
Well, we know we've got to do a much better job of vocational education around the country generally. We've got employers crying out about skill shortages. They can't find the right people with the right skills to do the jobs that they've got on offer. And to a large extent, we've been relying on immigration to solve that problem. While immigration's going to continue to be really important, we've actually got to do a better job of training young New Zealanders. We've also got to do a better job of providing opportunities for New Zealanders who are already in the workforce to retrain when their jobs disappear through automation and technological change. So the government's proposing some pretty big changes in vocational education. We want to consolidate our existing 16 polytechs into a single Institute of Technology. That'll be a really powerful powerhouse for New Zealand in terms of being able to produce the skills that we need. It'll reduce duplication. It'll make the system much more efficient. We also want to give industry and businesses and employers a much greater say in the education and training that's delivered at the moment. They have a good degree of say over off-job training. We want to give them more say on off-job training as well. So we're going to be refocusing the role of industry training organisations, and we're going to be making sure that the funding system has all the right incentives so that people aren't discouraged from doing on-job training where that's a better bet than off-job training through institutions.
I guess what I want to ask, Minister, is so far, what has been the response? I've seen press releases on both sides, positive or even some kind of critical feedback. So, I mean, what has kind of been the streamlined response to this initiative?
I think those with an external view have generally welcomed this proposal, so employers and businesses have been very supportive. Some of those within the sector, I think, are rightly nervous. I can understand why that is. Whenever there's a big change being proposed, people will ask, what's in this for me? There is some misinformation that's being put out there by some people who probably should know better, actually, who have created a bit of confusion. And actually, when people sit down and consider in the detail what we're proposing, then actually I think that some of the claims that are being made simply don't stack up. And I hope that over the next 6 weeks while we're doing the consultation, people's concerns can be allayed.
So you mentioned already some of the key critical factors that you're considering to change, unionising the 16 polytechs altogether. What can we expect to see if this proposal does go forward? What do you think we can expect to see within the next year? What will be the changes that this institute will provide?
Well, look, in the short term, this is business as usual. We're not going to be making dramatic change overnight. It's going to take some time to set this up and to transition to a new system. We want to do that carefully so that we're managing a just transition and we're supporting people who need to retrain or redeploy. That's going to be really important. In the longer term, where the government wants to see out of this is more education and training provision in the regions, a much more responsive system that can adapt more quickly to the needs of businesses and employers and provide them with the skills that they need, and a system that's actually going to provide a better deal for learners who are going through the system so that they can go into their programs with confidence that they're going to be able to get jobs at the end of it and that they're going to be well prepared for those jobs.
In response to the announcement, I got in touch with James Ranstead, President of the New Zealand Union of Student Associations. He shared with me his thoughts on the progress, which is taking a step in the right direction, as well as the consultation needed by the students themselves.
Yeah, I guess firstly, the proposal was drastic. It calls for a huge change to the current system we've got. For those listeners out there, that understanding of the vocational education, polytech sector, we currently have 16 different polytechs in New Zealand. This is just an example, one of those being, you know, Unitech, another being, you know, Wintech and so forth. So these household common names, they'll all be merging into one national polytech. And along with that, there will be greater industry influence in deciding the curriculum. So not just NZQA, which also does secondary school NCEA as well. Our view on it is first and foremost, I think we really think it is a good thing. A number of polytechs have been falling over. Well, not literally falling over, but financially really struggling. So Tai Potini down on the West Coast, WellTech and Fitidea, and also Unitech and NorthTech are four great examples of polytechs that simply haven't been able to manage under the current funding system and with falling student numbers. Falling student numbers are a result of, you know, it's kind of out of our hands simply because there's high employment rates at the moment, but also less high school leavers also.
You touched on a couple of main points there, which leads into the next question about these main problems with the polytechs themselves. You know, a lack of numbers or interest, and even some financial failings. Why do you think these issues have become so prevalent within New Zealand's polytechnic educational institutes?
Yeah, I mean, as I highlighted previously, the fact that we have such high employment now, and we know that when there is high employment, there is basically less incentive for people to enrol and try and upskill. At the same time, too, we know that there are falling high school leavers simply because, you know, it's ever since, I believe, since the baby boom era of World War II, there's heaps of young people, and then, you know, it creates waves of large numbers of young people coming through and then drops away. And it's a natural cycle that we're going through at the moment.
Yes. One of the key points that was pushed on the press release is just that the diversity, of course, that goes through these educational institutes. And obviously this is going from a very liaison fair, vocational, educational offering kind of to a more community needs-based approach. So how do you think this proposal will give back to the more diverse communities within Aotearoa?
Yeah, we're really excited for this aspect, actually. We like you say, polytechs and vocational education in general caters for large numbers of Māori and Pacifica, and also large numbers of international students as well. So the way it'll operate is that they'll have regional leadership groups, and these regional leadership groups will be focused on the community needs as opposed to focusing on the individual institute issues, which we currently have. So rather than the, say, individual institute talking about competing against the neighbouring institute, in fact, these regional leadership groups will be focusing on what exactly these communities need, catering for the diverse needs of Māori and Pacifica and international students as well, which is awesome. And we're really stoked for this.
Right, I see. So the government's put forward this, you know, drastic proposal, and I think they've given about six or so weeks to consolidate with students and kind of get their opinions about the move. Do you believe there's been enough consolidation with this issue for students? Is the government catering towards students themselves, or do you feel like this is more of an agenda on their behalf?
You mentioned consolidation. I'm going to assume you meant consultation.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Cool. Yes and no. I mean, this has been known about for approximately, it's been known about for a few years that it's been, we've got an unsustainable model that changes need to happen. Approximately a year ago, there was an announcement that there would be significant changes coming. I guess the frustrating thing is it was only I think a week or two ago that the ITO space were actually told that they were to be fully incorporated into this proposal, and I understand through the media we have heard that there's a bit of frustration from their end. When it comes to students, look, I think students have reason to celebrate, especially those students that are commencing studies in the next few years, simply because they'll be able to know that the system that they will be being educated in will be a lot more sustainable, and there will be a lot more assurance around their future within that space. At the same time, we asked the question of the minister at the announcement yesterday around what provision for student voice there is, and there was he couldn't confirm with us any form of provision around this. Basically, there hasn't been any decisions made. So what we're going to be doing throughout the process of consultation over the next 6 weeks is basically putting to him what we think would be the ideal student voice model to make sure that students really do have a say when it comes to the day-to-day business of these...
I don't know, and frankly, the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.